Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett led a group of bicyclists from the west side of the city to downtown. Joining the mayor from the east side of Milwaukee was Alderman Nick Kovac, who noted it was a bit of a bumpy ride.
And I rode down Center Street all the way to 40th, and then I cut over, and I noticed that east of Titonia, Center needs a little work, and west of Fond du Lac, it's pretty smooth, and it was the reverse a few years ago. So bicyclists actually notice road conditions more intimately and more quickly than cars do, and there was somebody heckling the mayor today about the pothole on Highland, and it might have been me.
Kovac says the tough winter has made potholes more prevalent. Milwaukee recently beefed up its pothole repair crews, but Dave Cheslevich of the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation says many communities and bicyclists around the state are dealing with a larger-than-usual number of potholes.
But the way to fix them, really, is to repave streets. So one of the things that we support is getting more state money to local governments so that they can take care of the miles and miles of a local street.
Cheslevich wants the state DOT to shift some gas tax dollars from building or expanding highways to taking care of existing roadways. Governor Walker's office sent our question about gas tax funding to a DOT spokesperson who was not in. The agency did not get back to us. Meantime, Dave Cheslevich says pothole concerns should not stop people from biking.
Biking is safe for the most part.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.